Can you recall what your first memory of plants were and why you became interested in plants?
Yes, well, I grew up in a farming community in northern Canada where my father was a veterinarian, so I spent a lot of time on farms. And I worked on farms during the school holidays. And then when I went to university, I worked in the Forest Service for 5 years, actually, while I was an undergraduate, fighting fires.
So what did you do when you did your first degree? What subject was that in?
Well, I started in physics because I was curious about the basis of many physical phenomena, but I switched to mathematics in my first year because I was intrigued by the power of mathematics to provide formula, you know, that provided concise representations of principles. Then after my math degree, I was recruited by a professor in genetics to work on a research project involving human population dynamics.
Was that the point at which you first started working on plants then?
No. After getting several courses in chemistry and biology, I became intrigued by bacterial molecular genetics. So I did my PhD in the molecular genetics of bacteria. In the course of that, I then married a plant breeder who really introduced me to the issues in plants. And she was very concerned and conveyed that to me, that the world was unsustainable. So we sort of formulated the idea that we should collaborate and try and bring modern, you know, molecular methods to agriculture.
That's excellent. One of the first areas that you worked on was photosynthesis, and that plays a key role in terms of biofuels. I think it would be helpful if you could just say what your current job is and what does that actually entail?
Yes, well, most of my career I've been interested in how plants build their bodies. And the bodies of plants are made mostly of polysaccharides and lipids and lignans, three main components. And my group works on identifying the enzymes that make these major components and understanding how they're regulated. And but a few years ago, I realized that my knowledge of how plants build their bodies could be useful in sort of examining the possibility of developing a large-scale biofuels industry. So about 5 years ago, I sort of turned my research towards understanding the biofuels option. And that really led to an engagement with a new community for me, that is the community that's trying to address renewable energy issues. And I moved to Berkeley a few years ago. So we had, you know, people working on photovoltaics and wind and photoelectric chemistry and biofuels and renewable energies, everything all wrapped into a big program. And so we now have, I estimate, about 1,000 scientists altogether working on those topics here. Anyway, we eventually needed money to support our research, and we were able to attract several large grants, one from the energy company BP and one from the U.S. Department of Energy that allowed us to fund several large centers here that work on these topics. And now I lead one of those centers that's funded by BP with a focus on what we call energy biosciences, that is, the application of modern biological sciences to the energy sector. So we're trying to examine where the opportunities are to do that. And biofuels, cellulosic biofuels, are one of those areas, but we are looking for other topics as well.
So I guess, you know, in terms of having sort of 1,000 people working within the area of plant science, that's a massive group of people working on related projects.
Actually, they're not all working in plant science. So in my institute, which is about 300 of the 1,000, well, I have economists, ecologists, environmental scientists, mechanical engineers, chemical engineers, chemists, biochemists, agronomists, meteorologists. These topics are very multidimensional. Cellulosic biofuels in particular is very multidimensional because it involves the intersection of chemical engineering and chemistry on the production side, you might say, with the environment and in land use and the impacts on the environment. So we're trying to take a whole system approach to understanding the issues.